Now, how is your trip into work this morning? Is it better than yesterday? I don't imagine it would be too much worse. Yesterday, we had the second train incident in as many days. We had, I think there was a signal failure or something went down on Saturday and the whole thing just ground to a halt. And then yesterday, we had a cracked track at Town Hall, which shut down the City Circle line. And, you know, two in 2 days is not good, obviously, but it just seems to be the end of a string where, you know, we had everything shut down a couple of weeks before. A couple of weeks before that, it happened again. Sydney Trains is interesting times, to say the least. And to tell us a little bit more about what's going on, Jodi McKay, she's the Shadow Transport Minister, joins us on the line now. Jodi, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So I'm just going to repeat the question that I hear a lot standing around train platforms during one of these shutdowns. What is going on with Sydney Trains?
I think that's a good question, because what we also find is despite Sydney Trains indicating that they're putting information out there, whether it's by Twitter or even on an information board, there is very little information that actually flows when there is a significant issue with the train. So I'll say that to start off with. So I think Sydney's Trains could be doing a much better job of getting information out there. But what we know is that since the timetable was changed in November last year, we've had issue after issue with the Sydney Trains network. You mentioned yesterday's incident, and we also, of course, had one over the weekend and one the weekend before. And what happens is when there is a problem, it then reverberates through the entire network because of this timetable. So that is why the network is being disrupted. We believe it's the timetable, which also isn't properly resourced. So the minister has admitted previously that we don't have enough drivers. So it's a culmination of issues that have been going on since November last year. Now, the minister apologises quite frequently, but these incidents just keep happening.
And speaking of the minister, Luke Foley, he's come out and called for Andrew Constance to resign. Do you think that that's too severe of a move, or do you think that's warranted?
Look, I think that people have just had enough, and people obviously know that Andrew Constance is in charge of our trains and is just not doing the job. He's not up to it, quite frankly. As I said, he implemented this timetable in November. Now, he was warned by internally, and we have these documents, that this would actually happen if this timetable was introduced. So the documents say that if you introduce this timetable at this time, we will have a knock-on effect throughout the network, and the network won't be able to cope. But he went ahead and did it anyway. And one of the things we've learned about Andrew Constance is that there is a belligerence with him, which then is what he brings to his portfolio. People remember the Ferry McFerry face. We know that he purchased trains that don't fit the tracks. We know he's overseeing the South East Light Rail project, which is a year behind schedule and $1 billion over budget. There are so many issues that he's presiding over, and I think it is time for Andrew Constance to go. What Luke said yesterday was that we need a reset. We need a new minister. We need new eyes. We need new policies. And we're willing to work with the government, but Andrew Constance has to go.
And one thing that I was thinking a little bit earlier as well, do you think that we even know the real extent of the issues that are going down with the trains? Because we have, you know, every time something goes down, it's usually put down to a signal fault. But the incident on Saturday, I believe it came out that actually that wasn't the case at all. That's just what it was blamed on.
You know what? I think that's a very good point, Tess, because what we know is what we get from Twitter. For instance, the government has clamped down so much on freedom of information laws in this state that even if I put a GIPR in, which I do quite regularly, which is a Government Information Public Access Act request, we don't actually know what is happening. They won't tell us. So it has become very difficult to actually work out what the impact is across the network and indeed on individual lines. So one GIPR I did put in recently showed that, for instance, the airport line was the line that had the stations that were being skipped the most. In fact, Walleye Creek was the station that was impacted. We know also that the North Shore line is regularly impacted. So we do have some information, but to be honest, a lot of the information I get is just by watching Twitter and what people are telling us when there is a major issue on the network.
And so where do we go from here? I mean, in a city like Sydney, we can't have people being late to work every single week.
Well, there are two things that we've said straight up front. We've said there are a range of issues that need to be addressed. But the first thing is, apart from Andrew Constance needing to go as minister, the first thing we need is for the government to fast-track the Western Metro. Now, they've put that last on their list, but that would ease congestion on the Western Line, which is really important because it's at about 160% capacity. And the government just hasn't moved forward with this project. They were out yesterday boasting about their metro for the Northwest. But the issue is, it's still not built and they've had more than 8 years to do that. So we're supportive of Metro Northwest. We just cannot understand why these projects are taking so long and have been, so long in coming. The second thing is the minister did not resource the timetable as was required, and we still believe there is a significant shortage of drivers there. So what we've said to the minister is go back, look at this timetable, because every issue has occurred since November last year, and we know, as I said earlier, that the advice he received was in fact not to pursue that timetable at that time, because the signalling and the number of drivers, the trains, it was going to push the network too far, and that is exactly what has happened.
Well, I mean, it's going to be one to watch, although I don't think there's any doubt whether or not we're going to have another shutdown. The question is going to be when.
I agree. And, you know, that is the thing that is coming through as well. Like, when all this happened yesterday, I had to go to Parliament. So because the city circle was shut down, I had to get a train. I had to drive, and the roads were completely and utterly clogged. And the problem is that, I mean, it was taking buses an hour and a half just to get up Elizabeth Street. And what we also found the weekend before last is that when that system shut down, we had, I think, 5 different NRL, AFL and union games on, and people just took to the road. So even to get along Parramatta Road, which is in my electorate, it was taking an hour just to move, 1 or 2 kilometres. So, there are major implications for our system not working, and I just don't know that Andrew Constance gets that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all goes down over the coming couple of years. Jody, thank you so much
for
joining us.
You're welcome, Tess. Really good to talk to you.
Jody McKay there. She's the Shadow Transport Minister, having a chat with us this morning about the situation that's been going down with Sydney trains. If you catch trains regularly, you will definitely know what we're talking about. And even if you don't catch trains regularly, you will definitely know what we're on about. It makes the news often enough. I will say as well that we did reach out to Andrew Constance's office. We were trying really hard to get him on the show as well this morning. He hasn't gotten back to us. So if you're listening, Andrew Constance, you can give us a call. 10 minutes to go, though, till we hit the 8 a.m. news update. And I've got a few more tracks to get you through.